Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's Friday. I know y'all ready to get it in this evening. It's about to get ugly over the weekend, El Boogie. Woo-wee!
Is he that? Is he this? Did he do it? You know.
DJ. Look,
if I shoot you, I'm brainless. Different toilet, same shit. And I'm sick of explaining this. I'm waiting on it raining. My nigga is the plaintiff. Yeah, I know what you thinking. Fucked up, ain't it? I should have known better, and I planned to. But dog, they be taking me out of my zone like a nigga with a handle. I sat back and watched it, put the gas back in the closet. I try to tie my hands like an Iraqi hostage. That nigga take shots at me, no response. I just flip and pop my collar like the Fonz. You give a nigga a footy, take you one step beyond. Could try to play you twice, the third time is a charm. You wanna conversate with the writer of the Quran? Or Old Testament? Don't test the men. I know what y'all thinking, dick. Pause. Your future's my past, I've been here before. I know when you're scheming, I feel when you plotting. I got mental vision, intuition. I know where you're going, I read your mind's navigational system. Everybody whispering, whispering. Streets are talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches all in your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. With a bodyguard, that means police is watching. And I only use his weight to keep my glockin'. But when shit goes down, you know who's doing the poppin'. And if you don't know, guess who's doing the droppin'. S dot again, y'all got him in a bad mood. Bad mood, that's bad news. How many times have I got to prove? How many loved ones have you got to lose? Before you realize that it's probably true. Whatever Jigga say, Jigga probably do. Shit, I paid my dues, I made the news. I came in the door for Dolo Blaze the crew. And the streets say Jigga can't go back home. You know when I heard that? When I was back home. I'm comfortable, dog. Brooklyn to Rome. Or any Martin Luther. Don't part with your future. Don't ever question if I got the heart to shoot ya. The answer is simply two dogs for the user. And as a snot nose, they said that he got flows. But will he be able to drop those before the cops close in? But the shots froze him. And he's dead and gone from what the block has spoken. My God, everybody's stressing. Who's his baby's mom? Who he got pregnant? Let me tell you, when the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. When the streets is talking, niggas is gossiping. Bitches only your shit, what's the cause of it? I need to know. Yo, I see my first murder in the hall, if you must know. I lost my pops when I was 11, 12 years old. He's probably somewhere where the liquor's taking its toll. But I ain't mad at you, Dad, holla at your land. I grew up pushing snowflakes, the niggas that was probate. The stress will take a young nigga, give him an old face. All I did was smoke, joke, think and drink. Cop came and complained, front row watch game. I seen niggas before me with a chance to write their own script. Slip up and change the story. I seen young niggas go out in a blaze of glory. Before reaching puberty, scared a nigga truthfully. I took trips with so much shit in the whip that if the cops pulled us over, the dog would get sick. Sniff, smell me nigga, the real me nigga, minus the rumors.
What the deal? It's the Streets is Talking Sports Talk Show with a twist of hip hop. Man, we coming to you from both sides of the coast, man. We got my cellmate, super producer T-Roll. He coming to you, man. Phoenix, Arizona, you know what I mean? I'm being satellite, you know what I mean? I'm in a hot community near you in Cleveland, Ohio. When I say hot, I mean it's hot right now. Howdy, Money Man. Oh. Dale. Yeah, you got your number one draft pick. Oh, man, it's hot right now, bro. It's going down. Man, I'm riding past, and you know what's crazy, bro, that I'm really in the streets, man. You know what I mean? I'm in the streets. I just left the third Good Marshall Rex. And if those who listening in, man, tuning in, I just left that alleyway. And now I'm walking down the streets of 89th and Huff, man, about to hit C-Town before I start and hit the rest of the community. But before we get started, man, let me say, what the deal to roll, man? What's up, super producer? How you doing back there, man? Oh, man, what's up, Winterfield, man? You know how we do it out here on the West Coast, man. You just got to be able to keep it cool in the shade, man, because it be hot around here, man. You know what I mean? But big ups to my baby girl, man, to my daughter, Jada. Man, Jada just got promoted to the ninth grade, man. We on our way to high school, El Boogie. So you know what it is for a 14-year-old get ready. Step on in, man. So a big celebration today, and you know, it was just a big celebration today, man. You know what I mean? Oh, man, do I know what you mean. You know what's crazy is that I was just with your guy, man, the other night, Chef and Big Brother Almighty, man. And we got to give a special salute and special prayer, man, to Chef, man. Chef had a seizure, man. He back in the hospital, so. You know, I was just with him the other night watching San Antonio put it on OKC. So to the streets out there, we just give a prayer to my man, Chef, man.
Oh, man. Dang, Chef, I know you out there probably checking us out on the web, man. Much love to you, man. I hope you get well real soon, man. You know, Taste of Heaven needs a big boss right behind them, right where they need him. You know what I mean? So let's get back on your foes, man. Let's get it done, man. That's what's up. El Boogie, I know it's kind of cool down there, but you said it's hot. I know it's Friday. What you want to talk about, man? Because I know we ain't going to start it off with the way San Antonio just beat up on OKC, are we?
Well, you know we got to talk about one or the other first. Let's talk about the East first. Let's talk about the way LeBron James and Dwayne Wade, cerebrally, took apart Indiana in Indiana. It was very cerebral, and I must say that they haven't lost two games, the first two games of a series since they've been the big three, so to speak. So I was very impressed with what they did. Was I surprised? No. But I think Indiana let them off the hook. They could have had something special. Now, like I said, it's really going to be tough for Indiana. Paul George, slight concussion. Hopefully he passes the concussion test and he'll be able to play. But let me ask you this, bro. What stood out from you from game two that they didn't do in game one that helped them win game two? Talking about Miami, that is.
Help. They actually got help from the bench this time. Even though Chris Bosh only ended up with the same amount of points that he ended up with in game one, 9, you know, the bench was able to help him out. There were other people, like you mentioned, who were able to get some points and get some hustle points that helped Miami get it over and get a tie in Indiana. And we both know this, El Boogie. If it wasn't for the Kang being able to take over when he needs to take over, let's say the last 6 minutes of the game, because for a minute there I thought Indiana was actually going to go up 2-0. But last 6 minutes, the Kang took over, and that's what you saw. You just saw a player in LeBron James who just looked like he was not going to let his team lose that game. And he just put him on his back, and you saw what happened. And, like, with the big three being in Miami, they haven't lost two games in a row in a series, and now it shifts to Miami. Now what's Miami going to do with the home court? Will they be able to strangle Indiana, or will Indiana be able to stand up and do what they've been doing on the road so far in the playoffs? That's what's going to be the difference. But let me ask you, did Indiana – do themselves a favor by losing game two, going on the road, knowing that they have a better road record than they do a home record?
Wow, that's a great point. And also, in these playoffs, Indiana hasn't lost two games in a row. So that's key. It shows that Frank Vogel is making some adjustments and doing a pretty good job over there. And I still say his job is in jeopardy. To me, will they be more focused because they're at on the road? I hope so. If Paul George can't play, it's going to be they're going to lose game three. If Paul George can't get it together, it's over with for game three. I'm not going to say game four. But I'm really impressed with Roy Hibbert. I think in the crunch time that they shouldn't be trying to go to Roy, and I think that they try to force feed him too much in crunch time. Now, can I say this? George Hill, MBG, nothing but God.
Come on, man. You already knew we knew that. And we knew the game one was somewhat, I'm not going to say a fluke because I'm going to give him his due. He's an NBA player, but we knew he wasn't going to do that two games in a row. Come on now.
And listen to this. We didn't think that Dwayne Wade would give you two great games in a row, maybe in a series, but Dwayne Wade looked like the old Dwayne Wade of, you know what I mean, of yesteryear. He came, Dwayne Wade looked at Cole. He was
right.
sliding and fading and doing the moves that he used to do that got him, the MVP when they won their first ring, when he won his first ring. So,
right.
Man, it's going to be tough if they're on their game. They don't really need Chris Bosh. When he played, they were plus 23 when he played. So they need to have Birdman. I don't understand what's going on with Indiana's bench. I'm not a big believer in C.J. Watt. He probably need more wattage in his lights right now. So I'm not impressed with him. Maybe you need to bring your boy, the old veteran, Rashad Butler. You might need to bring him out on the floor a little more to spread the floor. You know, and one thing I have to say about Lance Stephenson, yes, he did well, but we need those points in important times of the game. I always judge players on, they had 30, but wasn't an important 30. So I'm looking for important points. Go ahead.
Man, Lance Stephenson, I ain't worried about how many points Lance Stephenson got or gets. Lance Stephenson is just a show. What he's got to do is make sure that he stick Dwayne Wade and give Dwayne Wade hell, because if he don't, that's what you going to get. And L, the beginning of your name, Lance Stephenson, and quit flopping. They had to find that fool $5,000. My bad, didn't mean to call him a fool. They had to find the player $5,000 because this boy want to flop and fall on the ground like somebody really done did something bad to him. Thank you, Adam Silver. Don't let him get away with it. There's too much flopping going on. The league getting soft.
Man, I love him. I hope they find a LeBron James as well, because he's flopping also. He had a good flop the other night when David West fouled him. I mean, he just went to the floor. They had to look at the screen, for a flagrant foul. So, yeah, man. Before we end game three tomorrow in Miami, who you got? And why?
I got Miami. It ain't going to be nothing else different. Miami going to do what they do in Miami. I think Indiana might get game four, but we'll wait to see how game three plays out. But I got Miami in this one in game three, man, being at home. It ain't going to be anything, different than what we've been seeing all season. I know that Indiana hasn't lost two games in a row in the playoffs, and I know that they're better on the road than they are at home. But that's what makes the NBA, that's what makes the playoffs so intriguing, L Boogie. That's why I kind of like the East. I don't like how many points they be scoring. They should be running more. But, this is what makes the East intriguing. And like you say, can Paul George do it? Can George Hill help them out? You know what I mean? So I'm eager to see what's going on. And what's up with the player that they traded for? Why he ain't getting no run? What's his name for Philly?
Evan Turner.
What's wrong with Turner? Why he can't get no burn? He don't fit in? I don't get it, man. You're supposed to be using everybody right now.
Yeah, you traded for him. He's a number three pick overall when he came out.
I mean, why trade for him if you're not going to use him during this time of the playoffs? You
right.
You need him to understand what's, you know what I'm saying, what's going on right now. So, matter of fact, you need to just play him. You need to play him. I don't understand why they ain't playing him, Ro. I agree. He's an afterthought right now. So, you know,
yep.
And you, and
oh,
you
well.
Picked up his contract. He's about to be a free agent. You didn't pick up his money. So you better figure out the way to get him in the rotation because you might need him. He can run some people around some picks. He can play some defense. So I'm not understanding why they didn't pick that guy up.
Is it over for OKC, Oklahoma City, Kevin Durant, the MVP of the league this season? Is it over?
Let's remember this, Ro, and I'm going to say this. I'm just going to say this. Let's remember in 2012, we thought that San Antonio was going to sweep through OKC. And what did OKC do? They won four straight. I know it's a different circumstance. Ibaka's out. Now, they flew me a kite. They said he's day-to-day. But even with him not being 100%, that still helps the back line for some defense. Because right now, Tony Parker, and I know we, supposedly be PG-13, but he's tearing them guys a new asshole.
Sweet.
I mean, Tony Parker is looking so great. You wondering if why he ain't first team all pro? How he balling? So I'm very entertained, I should say, about how this is going to turn out in game three. I think honestly, if they lose this series or get swept, they need to fire old Scotty Brooks. No offense, Brookie, but you got to go.
Oh.
They
can't do that, L Boogie. Here's the deal, L Boogie. It's not Scotty Brooks, man. Even, I'm like you. I feel you 100% about Serge Ibaka. Even having him at 70% helps that back line. I understand that. But it's over, L Boogie. You hear me? You see how good San Antonio is running? Them boys is getting it in, and it's like the beginning of the season for them boys. They are blowing these boys out. And in 2012, no disrespect, I give it up for Oklahoma City doing what they did then, but they had a guy by the name of James Harden who had a whole lot to do with that comeback as well. They don't have that guy sitting on the bench, man. You know what I mean? And this year, boy, San Antonio is on a mission to get back to South Beach to try to do one thing, not let Game 6 happen again. And so I think San Antonio is just, they on fire, man. They just couldn't miss in Game 1 or Game 2. And even with having Serge there, I don't think it's going to make a difference. I think they know what time it is, man. Their bench is working. I can't put my trust in Oklahoma City bench right now because they looking like Indiana. They look like they don't even want to use the bench. So I don't know what's up. But you can't fire Scotty Brooks over that. And give big ups to Tim Duncan, Tony Parker, Manu Ginobili.
I know.
One of the first big three back in the day of Magic, Kareem, and Cooper. By winning 111 playoff games in this year league. You hear me? Boy, that's a lot of playoff games, L Boogie. 111? You win 111 playoff games together? Woo-wee! I think they just might get Miami this year. Oh!
Yeah, I must say, hey, Ro, guess what? Right now, I got to let the world know I've just stepped into C-Town. This is where it all goes down, that road. You get your – man, I'm on the block on 89th and Huff in Cleveland, Ohio. This is my spot. This is where we get down. You buy your daily newspaper. You buy all your paraphernalia for what you know what I mean? So
right.
I just want to let the world know before we continue. I'm in C-Town, man. I'm chilling. So we in the streets,
yeah.
Man.
stay in them streets, man. Be careful when you're making them rights and lefts down yonder. You know what I mean?
Oh, man, no doubt, man. I hope through the waves, man, I can get some heat up here, man. It's still chilly, man. I ain't bringing no pants, man. I'm wearing the same thing like we used to rock in 88.
Oh, man, I mean, it's cold and a little bit down there, it
is. Oh, man. But, yeah, bro, when we come back, man, I tell you what. They talking Johnny Money in the number one draft pick, man. We got to holler about that when we come back, man. No doubt.
I can't believe it.
Big shout out, man, to Global Network One. You know what I mean? We syndicated down in Covington, Georgia. Give us a call, 347-855-8896. And don't forget, tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. Man, we in the streets, man. Mondays and Fridays, 9 to 11 p.m. Eastern Time. It's your boy Boogie and Roll. Let's go.
Excuse me, Dougie Fresh.
Yes.
Have you ever seen a show with fellas on the mic with 1 minute rhymes that don't come out right? They bite. They never write. That's not polite. Am I lying?
No, you're quite right.
Well, tonight, on the very mic, you're about to hear, we swear,
the best star rappers of the year.
So,
cheerio,
yell,
scream, bravo. Also, if you didn't know, this is called the show.
We the show, El Boogie. Oh, welcome back to the show.
Oh, man.
You all live with your boy, El Boogie. See you, bro. And that boy, QLC. Boy, we got two of y'all out on assignment, boy. It's got to be hot in the streets. That's what I'm talking about. What's going down,
El
Boogie?
Oh, man, it's so hot in the streets, man. You know, I didn't hop back in the whip. You know, I was at 89th at C-Town. And so now, you know what I mean? I'm about to go up here in one of the most notorious drug spots, not in the city, but in the country. We call it Water World. We call it Water World, bro. Oh, man. You know I got the bulletproof on. I got my goons with me. So it's definitely about to go down. I'm about to be putting up in the sense we call it. Man, we about to pull up the Water World. But before we get to Water World, bro, let me ask you this. The lottery. How do you feel about that? Cleveland has won the lottery two of the past 3 years, three out of the last 4 years. The last two they've kind of been 50%. Kyrie Irving, he's doing pretty good. You know, Anthony Bennett, not so well. And now we have the number one pick, Summer. A lot of rumors have been spreading around in the city. They're saying that right now the phone is ringing off the hook. From my kite, they're saying that they're interested in trading the number one pick.
They're
saying they don't know if they want to get Wiggins and Bede, you know, all these guys. It's still up for grabs. Don't know who they want to get yet. So I'm asking you, what do you think, dog?
Man, first of all, I'm upset. How in the hell does Cleveland win back-to-back number one picks in the league? I cannot believe it. Y'all paying, boy. That boy over there, boy, got some money over there. He's paying for the picks. I'm telling you. You had a 1.7% chance, Cleveland, of getting the number one, and you got it. Big ups to you for getting it. That will make the city of Cleveland hot. It should keep it hot. L Boogie, if I was Cleveland, I tell you what I would do, pimp. This is what I would do. I would keep the number one pick. For once, you could actually get it right. You could go with your boy Jabari Parker, man. Have Kyrie, Deion Waiters, and then Jabari Parker doing their thing, man. Your lower part with Thompson and your boy Varejao is established. He going to be all right. He can take care of his. Tristan Thompson has been showing that he can at least hang, you know, for what it is that he do. Just getting better as time goes on. Remember, he came out as a freshman, so he's really beginning to get the NBA feel. But this will give you an opportunity to fill your spots 1 through 5. You know what I mean? Legitimately, you can have this starting five for a minute. And I just think that it's a lot of good talent out there. You can get Embiid. That'll work. But I'm just saying. Cleveland, I don't know how you did it. If you trade it, I hope you get somebody good. But we know how you do when you try to go out and trade for somebody. You got Luau Deng, and that boy ain't scored 7 points in the game since he's been in Cleveland.
Oh, and listen to this. Hey, Ro, I told you I was on the infamous Water World. Now I'm on the block. I'm doing this show, and I'm telling you, I wish I had the YouTube jumping off. Because listen to this. I want to interview a couple guys. Hey, G-Man. Got a question for you. I got a. G, you on live? You in the streets is talking. I gotta ask you this question. We in the hood doing pull-ups off a branch, bro. That's how we do it in Cleveland, Ohio. Let me ask you this. G. What should the Cavs do with the number one pick? Should they trade it, keep it? What do you think?
I think they should keep it, man. Because LeBron, he ready to come back to the city and play with us, man. He owe us one. So I think we should keep that pick, man. Steady trading off, man.
The next time LeBron James come to Cleveland, Ohio, they will rebuild Vails by Cleveland Clinic.
Yeah, they will. If they don't win it this year, I guarantee he'll be back to the city.
He'll be back in Cleveland. What do you think about the Johnny Manziel? How is the city doing right now with the Johnny Manziel pick and all that? How's the energy?
I don't know. It might bring some little positive energy to the city because they did that, man. You know how it be, man. You know, Cleveland do some crazy things, and we had the right people in the city, but we always do some, you know, BS and mess it up, and people go out the city and be, you know, to be the man or something.
Now, G, I know you've been watching the playoffs. We're going to look at G. G wants to do pull-ups. Bro, we in the hood. We call it Water World. Huh? Yeah. So I'm telling you, yeah, we on 93rd and Huff. We call it the block. So let me tell you this. Yeah, let me tell you this. G, let me ask you, what do you think about the performance right now between Miami and Indiana? Does OKC have a chance without Ibaka?
No, I think they actually need Ibaka. The series is not shit without. Okay. I don't think they need Ibaka. They need Ibaka.
Oh, yeah. Hold on, world. Hold on, world. Come here. What's your name, sir? Tell the world what's your name.
Kenny Taylor.
What grade are you in, Kenny? He's in the second grade. He's going to tell me a little bit about what he think about the NBA playoffs. What do you think about LeBron James and the Heat? Are they going to win it?
Yeah.
They going to win?
Yeah.
Man, I got Kenny Taylor from 93rd and Huff. He's going to be the next LeBron, bro. I'm telling you. We in the street.
Oh.
Hey, what about Kevin Durant and OKC? Can they win it?
Yeah.
They can still win it without Ibaka.
No.
No, they need Ibaka.
Yeah.
Oh, you heard it from a second grader, bro. He intelligent out here on this. Hey, listen, he going to be ready. He got his vest on. He ready to do it, man. Hey, yo, what's your name, sir?
Cartier.
Say it again.
Cartier.
His name is Cartier. Cartier, what grade you in?
Fifth.
You in the fifth grade. Where you from, Cartier?
MMP.
What's MMP? We started young, man. Hey, I got the whole block, bro. I got the whole block. Now, since I'm on the block, you hear everybody in the background. He said MMV. And you know, Mom, you know what that means. We're going to keep it PG-13, and he ain't even 13, and he talking like that, bro. So, yeah.
That's how we do it in the street.
Man, and let me ask you this. We in the streets. Bro, what do you think about Mark Cuban comments the other day when he was doing the interview?
Yeah, man, you know, for those that don't know, Mark Cuban was interviewed by the Ink Show while he was at one of those little meetings out there and made the comments of, you know, if I was walking down the street and there's a guy with a black guy with a hoodie on, I walk to the other side of the street. And, you know, if I was on that other side of the street and there was a white guy with a body full of tattoos and a bald head, I would cross the street to go back to the other side. You know what I mean? And that was the main portion of what was said. But he had a lot of other points that went along with it, such as bigotry and other points. But I'll tell you this, L Boogie, I think it's just bad timing. And I like Mark Cuban, not just because he's the owner of the Dallas Mavericks, but, man, if you were just able to kick back and just check out Mark Cuban is a smart dude, make a lot of money, self-made millionaire, you know what I mean? And, I mean, he was just giving you his point of view. And if we're going to start knocking these dudes for their points of views, man, then, you know, pretty soon everybody's going to be looking at us and critiquing us on our point of views. So for me, I'm not too worried about what Mark Cuban said or stated and what has been blown up on the TV shows, because everybody's going to have, you know, their insights. Everybody's going to have their opinions about what he said, whether they like him or whether they don't like him. And it's just going to continue to go on, man. Donald Sterling and Mark Cuban ain't the first two guys to ever be just out there with saying something about, you know, the other race, man. This thing has been going on for years, man, and it ain't going to stop just because, you know, Donald Sterling's name is in the news. It's just unfortunate that
you know, Mark Cuban and, you know, some of these other owners are being asked these types of questions when we haven't even had, you know, the real due process on Donald Sterling yet. So I think everybody needs to just kick back and just calm down and, you know, just let it ride, man. People with money ride. They you know, that's what they talk about, man. We talk about what we talk about. We like what we like. We dislike what we dislike. They like what they like. They like what they dislike what they dislike. So it's just going to keep going on, man. We just going to keep having an opinion on it, whether we like it or not. It don't matter. Their money ain't going to stop flowing through the bank account anytime soon. So that's how I feel, man. Are you offended by what Mark Cuban said? Well, what's your thoughts about what you heard about, you know, the Mark Cuban situation?
Man, listen, I just pulled up on Dirty, man. Hey, I'm in the hood, baby. It's live. It's love, man. I love my family, man. I can come back and still be embraced, man. They love me, man. I mean, I've been thriving. I couldn't wait. Remember, I told you when we was in the studio, I said, I can't wait to get back on 93rd and see my extended family, man. It's lovely. And listen to this, bro. I keep telling you, they doing pull-ups on a branch. You hear me? At 10 o'clock
right
tonight, man, that's how we do it in the streets of Huff Avenue, baby. That's how we do it. I see some Westerns in the house. Oh, you hear them? You hear them? They're like, hey.
It's a street ball, you know what I mean?
No. So, hey, but on the Mark Cuban situation, and no disrespect to them, they all Jews. They all hang together. And I would say the same thing. He tried to clean it up. We need to understand that it's still a racist country. It's still a racist country, man. What we need to understand is, like we said, stop being soft and understand people don't like each other. Some whites don't like blacks. Some blacks don't like whites. We got to accept that. Long as one thing keep moving, and that's the money. And don't nothing move but the money. That's what they told me. So, you know what I mean? We got to make sure that we get that together, man. You know what I mean?
L Boogie, big shout out to the NBA All Rookie Team, man, that was announced today. You know, or shall I say yesterday, Michael Carter Williams, Victor Oladipo, Trey Burke, Mason Plumlee, and your boy Tim Hardaway Jr. All made the All Rookie Team for the NBA. You know, so congratulations to the boys for their big work as rookies. You know what I mean? And congratulations to the other teams that fell in line behind Cleveland, Milwaukee, Philly, Orlando, Utah, Boston, and LA.
You know what
the first time so get your pick. You'll be a good draft on June 28th, L. But you hope to see them one too good.
No doubt. Hey, Ro, before I comment on the rookies, man, somebody got a shout out to the world, man. She want to give a shout out to her peoples in the world. Hold on 1 second. Go ahead and give a shout out, baby.
I want to give a shout out to Milkshake and Michelle Campbell's. Mm-mm, good.
Cool. Oh, you already know, bro. You hear it? So, man. But, man, to all those rookies, they NBG nothing but garbage. They need to go out on Wednesdays when I take my mama trash out. Listen to this, man. They bumped. They didn't do anything this year. No rookie had an impact. I'm not impressed by neither one of them. I know Michael Carter Williams. He went to the, you know, Syracuse, the school I like, but none of them did anything. They were all bums. They should have got half the contract. I'm glad they get the rookie to half because they didn't deserve any money over $1 million. I tell you that.
Your boy Nerlens Noel say he ready. He 100% ready for the Orlando Summer League. What's your thoughts before we go to break?
And what does that mean? Because Noel is ready. He's still a bum. he's still nothing but garbage. I'm putting and I might not even put him in the blue. I might not even put him in the recycle. I might put him in the black one, man. He might not be able to come back, man.
Take him to the dump.
Right. He's going. Hey, shout out to my man Hustle Man, man. I see Hustle out here, man. We coming to you live.
Have to go back and stack because they lack the ingredients. EPMD and scratch for that. Yo, I'm the hip-hop plus the soul shocker. Downloads indeed, yes, the microphone doctor. One wrecks, the other destroys. And if you think you're ready to mess, kill the noise. We don't play when it's time to slay. I get a cut from my homie, yo, they're not late. Back and Mac and all the rhymes I pack. And wait for a sucker to jump and then attack. Well, I'm known to be the master in the MC field. No second 87, 88, Janil. Stop producing, get loose when it's time to perform. Whack a sucker like mop and glow. That's where it's born. Back the second time. Put on a dip in the sign that is doing sucker new jack. Who needs to rap in the line? Cause I'm the cream of the crop. When it's time to do a show. Girlies on my jock for my dope intro. As I glance at the double K microphone record. Turn on my callers and say a mic checker to the ladies and all party goers. Some call me P, another slow flower. Brothers on my jock for the way I hold a piece of steel. So what you saying? Understand what I'm saying, catch a sucker in my way, and I'm swaying. Taking no shorts, showing vital signs. You can tell by my lines that I'm getting mines in 99, because I'm fine as wine. Sit back and recline, watch the sunshine. Take a stroll, listen to rock and roll. Catch a flick at the movies, danceable. Cause I choose to refuse to slack when I'm back. I take a chance, Jack, so I must attack. With knick-knack, patty-whack, so I won't lack. On my style is death, and then deadly as crack. While I'm slaying, music's playing, the sucker is laying. A battle in the trenches where the funky be playing. Cause with a partner like a double, don't come a dime a dozen. I can't the bloody latest, but you can call cousin. Cause as we climb the charts, better known as statistics. Brothers on our jock while we kickin' ballistics. Dropping hits like I'm house and you got the chill and more. The proof is in the pudding, so check the billboard. People around town talking this and that. How we sound like the R, and our music is whack. Drop the album Strictly Business and you thought we were fold. 30 days later, the LP went gold, so what you saying?
Tell a friend to tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. You already know. You know what I mean? So, man, it's lovely, man. Shout out once again, man, to the family, man. Right, Hustle right here. Hustle. What did you tell your guys on draft night? What did you tell everybody what we need to go do?
Watch the draft lottery.
One point seven percent. Now, Hustle, you're a sports guy. You're a basketball guy. What do you think they should do with that pick? Keep it, trade it. What do you think they should do? And tell me why.
Keep it. We need to build a team. Oh man, no, man. Kevin Love ain't gone. He gonna be cool. We ain't gonna win it with him.
man. We need an aggressive power forward.
You heard it here first, Rhodey. The city's screaming they need an aggressive power forward. Now, all this Johnny Money talk, what do you think about the Johnny Money talk, Hustle?
Johnny Football.
Let's go.
And guess what? Trade off. And guess who to get?
We need an aggressive ass forward like the old, what's his name? Kenyon Martin.
Foreman doing numbers, man. Hold on.
You hear?
Kenyon is like in the top 10 in power forwards in the league right
who
now.
Who is our point guard?
He's MBG, really? Hustle. Nothing but garbage. Anybody can average 10 and 10 with Kyrie Irving throwing it up. They can get it off the board and put it in.
What's the three going to do?
What three? He's not a three.
He's a four.
Right.
We're going to keep him. We need somebody to pull up, bring your away from that three position.
We need Jabari Parker. He can shoot. Hey, Ro, they going crazy. I've got some information. I saw some tape. Johnny Money looks so good in camp. It's unreal. That's what they told me, man. D, what's the deal, baby? We on the streets just talking sports talk show. If you want to holler and chime in, come on back and holler at me. All right, Ro, I'm with you, man. What we got jumping off next, Ro?
Oh, man, before we go any further, man, before we jump into the asylum, man, want to give another big shout-out to, you know, the University of Connecticut head coach, Kevin Ali, man, signing a, you know, five-year extension, you know, worth $2.8 million. And with the Senators, it can be pushed up to three. So big up to Kevin Ali, who we thought was going to make that jump to the NBA, you know, with so many coaching availabilities in the league right now. But he decided to stay put and try to win, you know, another championship for the Huskies out there at UConn. And then big shouts out to the Super Bowl Seahawks, getting on down there, getting on down there at the White House, man. You know, they presented old President Obama with the 12-man flag. Old Richard Sherman handed over the, you know, the blue 12-man flag over to President Obama down there, man. They had a good time. But, you know, let me ask you this, L Boogie. Richard Sherman, your boy Joe Hayden, they signed some deals, you know, making them the highest paid defensive backs in the league. There's a challenge there, you know, respectively. And then you get your boy Brandon Marshall go on the View, sign a 3-year, $30 million extension with the Bears, you know, made it real sentimental, you know, on the View with all the women and talked about how he loved football. But this is my question to you, L Boogie, because them boys making all that good money right now. Why is so many people hating on Richard Sherman? You got Patrick Peterson in the news talking about Richard Sherman ain't no cover corner. If he had to do the cover, he wouldn't be so good on a night-in, night-out basis. What is going on? Why is it that these dudes are making all this money and now all of a sudden they not the best in the league? Can you tell me what's the criteria of being the best in the league? Because what I've been seeing in the league lately, nobody actually throw it to Richard Sherman's side, whether you got somebody behind you or not. Last time I checked, it was called the safety that was supposed to protect you at all times. I'm just saying that, but can you explain it to me, please? Why they hate?
You know why they hate? Because they hate because they don't understand when they get the money, let them have it, let them enjoy it, because you might be next. I don't understand why Patrick Peterson and guys like Shady McCoy, they sit up there and say, well, I'm better than him, but your performance, it's not showing it on the field. And I beg to differ with you, Patrick Peterson. And you always sit there and, you know, I read the article. He said that Richard Sherman is in a lot of cover threes, and he's not exploited, and he doesn't play a lot of man-to-man like them. Who has the ring? Last time I checked, it was Seattle, regardless of coverage they playing. Who has the ring? And secondly,
right.
You know,
And secondly, you know, we live in Arizona. And, Patrick, I see you a lot. And let's not get it twisted. Maybe you do play a lot of man-to-man coverage, but you get beat a lot, too. You get a lot of flack. So let's not sit up here and try to downgrade Richard Sherman when, you know, you got to give it to him. He's kind of hot right now. So, Patrick, I think you better lean back and wait your turn. You'll get your turn. You'll get your turn to be the ISA DB. So just lean back, you know what I mean, and do the rock away, like Fat Joe and them used to say. Now lean back. I really want him to lean back and do a better job and just, you know, observe a little bit. Richard has earned that. He wasn't a number one draft pick like you. He got it over a course of time. So you got to give
right.
him props for that, bro. You got to get him paid. So
right.
I'm very upset at Patrick for drinking that haterade. But I hope he gets that.
Now, L Boogie, jump into another NFL topic, man. I don't know what to think about this one, but I got to ask you this anyway. The defensive end for the Indianapolis Colts, Robert Mathis, decided to take a fertility pill, you know, for his girl, for his family, so that, you know, that they could have another child before the season started, you know, to try to speed up the process, so to speak. And when he asked his doctors, the doctor said, man, look here, you're going to be cool with this pill. They don't even check for this. And now he's been suspended for the first four games of the NFL season. And there's some speculation, you know, his agent is saying, come on, man. The dude was doing it for his family. His mama is kind of ill. And, you know, they just trying to continue with the family one more time. What's your thoughts about that? Should they have suspended Robert Mathis for the first four games? Should he have appealed the first four games suspension? What's the deal with this, man? Because I'm confused, player.
Well, you know, in the streets, man, we have no discrimination. Robert should have did his homework a little bit more better than that. You think that the NFL is going to have sympathy on you because you want to have a baby? You want to have a baby. They're not going to have sympathy on you. It's in the bylaws. It's rules and regulations. You cannot do it. I don't understand why these guys think that because they are athletes, they can get by these situations. No, you cannot. You made a bad choice. You can appeal it and maybe get two to three games because you haven't been in that much trouble or haven't been in any trouble since you've been in the NFL. So they might drop it to two games. But I hope it was worth it. I hope that you
right.
did what you're supposed to do, and hopefully that she's pregnant by now with those pills.
Because it was a love cause if she ain't.
Yeah, I hope she got pregnant. I hope those four games lost without pay will help you out, man.
That's what's up, man. That's what's up. Big shout out to the Minnesota Vikings winning the bid to get the 2018 Super Bowl 52. Hell, Boogie, we going to be able to make it to Minnesota? I heard they got a glass house on top where you can see through the top. Oh, I can't wait to go to Super Bowl 52 in Minnesota. What's your thoughts, baby? They beat out New Orleans, who ain't never lost, and Indianapolis. What, how you feel about that, man?
Well, two things. Number one, I better make sure that I got my chinchilla. That's number one. That's number one. And number two, maybe that'll propel something. You know, because the last time they had a Super Bowl there, it didn't fare too well as far as the attendance and the, you know, I should say the off-the-field festivities, just because it was just too cold.
Right.
You know, New York is nothing like Minnesota. when it comes to January and February. Why do you think they in the dome? But when you're mingling and you're going to party, and you know I'm boogie, you want to boogie, you know the young ladies they don't want to have too many clothes on. It's gonna be tough.
Definitely gonna be tough, man.
But it's gonna be tough to want to kick it there, man. I gotta make sure I get my chin still together, though, man. I tell you that.
Yeah, I feel you. Gotta have some. You gotta be in a warm weather state where people, the fans, want to go out and have a good time. Because people don't go out and stack up their money just to go to a Super Bowl where they can't enjoy themselves just because it's too cold or because it's snowing outside or sleeting. You know what I mean? People want to go be able to dress up and go out and kick it. You know what I mean? And enjoy the whole weekend because the Super Bowl is one of the biggest events that we got going on, if not the biggest. You know what I mean? So I feel you on that, L Boogie. All right, chinchillas, tempos, couple of thermals, you know, we're going to definitely be ready for that. You know what I mean? Make sure we got that pimp player look jumping off, all right? Shout out to my mama. I see you, mama. We almost reached 100 degrees today, L Boogie. We was at 95. Kind of windy, you know what I mean? Bottle it up and send it to you. We'll try to get you some of that warm weather real soon, player.
Man, but Ro, let me ask this. I want to go back to this. I want to go back to this NBA and some things about talking to Byron Scott as far as being the Lakers coach and console Kobe Bryant a little bit. Or do you think right now Kobe Bryant's career he should be consulted? Do you think that he should have some say so? I mean, he's only signed a 2-year deal. He's in his 60s. He's going to be 36 in August. I mean, should we really consult this guy?
Hell no, hell boogie. Nobody don't care about what Kobe thinks. Man, Kobe, you just go sit back and just do what you're supposed to do. Because if you had any input on picking Mike Brown, man, you should have retired after the first, when Mike Brown got fired. Because there ain't no way you had any input of having Mike Brown come to the L.A. Lakers. I just refuse to believe that, L Boogie. And it don't matter who the Lakers get. Because Kobe only signed a 2-year extension. He only got 2 more years. It ain't like Kobe gonna play another 5 after that 2. It's gonna be over for Kobe. So it don't matter what Kobe thinks. Kobe, you just suit up and give us your best for your last 2 so we can enjoy it and put you out in the sunset and get ready to compare you really to Michael Jordan and the best of the best. So I don't want to hear that about if anybody should consult Kobe because he's been there. But hey, it ain't about Kobe no more. Kobe about to be gone. Well, Kobe going to be a consultant after he does. He going to take Magic's spot. I mean, come on, man. I just don't understand. Let me cut check. And the other buses do what they do, and we'll find out what happened. Yeah, just let it ride.
Why shouldn't they console Kobe?
I'm kind of like in agreement with you.
You only got 2 more years. What's that gonna matter?
Nothing. That's why I said I'm gonna for the first time in a long time, I'm gonna agree with you on that because Jelly Bean has turned into just jelly right now. He's not a bean anymore. He's like LL Cool J. You jiggling, baby. Go ahead, baby. You jiggling, baby. So, I don't think he should be consulted.
Do you think that Byron Scott would be the right guy for the job?
He could be, L Boogie. He could be. The thing of it is that there are a lot of good coaches that are available right now. The Lakers need to just slow down and do what they do. I mean, L Boogie, you and I have talked about this once they began to fire the coaches, Mark Jackson, Lionel Hollins, your boy from the Knicks. I mean, come on, man. There's a lot of great coaches out there that
need a chance. And if you just go start over brand new from scratch, come on, give Patrick Ewing a chance. I just don't understand, L Boogie, but I'm going to lean back. I ain't going to get too hype about that. I'm just going to say this. Yes, Byron Scott is a worthy candidate, just like the rest of those coaches that are out there. Hell, Jeff Van Gundy is a good coach, but they won't even give him a look. Well, I'm just saying, you know, it is what it is. I just hope that the coaches that are out there get a fair shot and just, you know, try to make it right or make it better this time around if this is their, you know, second or third go-round with becoming a head coach again.
I like I said, I think that Jeff Van Gundy is living too good behind the mic. I don't think they're going to have to. They'll have to throw the whole – it has to be the right situation for him to get out the booth because he's doing a heck of a job. I like Jeff behind that mic. I really do.
Right. Right.
We have a reputation for X's and O's, which is understandable. But I just don't think Stan should be, it's my opinion,
I just
don't think that Stan is equipped to be, you know, director of basketball operations for the Detroit Pistons.
Coach, yes.
But with the director of operations,
that's a tricky, tricky thing, man. I tell you, that's a tricky, tricky thing.
Right.
I don't get that. I don't get that, man. I really don't. But, hey.
Well, we'll see.
So,
I mean.
Yeah.
Worse things have happened before. They had Isaiah doing it.
Bro.
Yo.
What do you think about Landry Donovan being left off the 23-man roster for the Soccer World Cup? What do you think about that, man?
What you been telling me all along about these suckers, L Boogie? They MVP. They going out on Wednesday. Man, you know it's all about the youth, man. It's all about that youth movement, man. And in 2014, you got to have some young legs out there. No disrespect to Landon Donovan. Three-year World Cup person to do it. You know, the USA all-time leader in goal score, but it's the youth movement, L Boogie. He can't do it forever, man. He would have been the first one to four World Cups, but we're going in another direction. You know.
And speaking of going in another direction, man, we got to pay the bills. When we come back, man, we're going to the asylum. Man, I just left 93rd and Huff. I had to get out of there, man. Hey, the Project Police was walking the strip. I had to go, man. But before I left, guess what I told them? Guess what I told the Project Police? Tell a friend. I told them to tell a friend, to tell a friend, to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. That's what I told them.
Get the stuff
in the street on Huff Avenue, baby. With Robin Leach, and I'm far from cheap. I smoke stuff with my peeps all day. Spread love, it's the Brooklyn way. The Moet and Alizé keep me pissy. Girls used to diss me, now they write letters cause they miss me. I never thought it could happen, this rapping stuff. I was too used to packing gats and stuff. Now honeys play me close like butter play coat. From the Mississippi down to the East Coast. Condos in Queens, in dough for weeks. Sold out seats to hear Biggie Small speak. Living life without fear, putting 5 carrots in my baby girl ear. Lunches, brunches, interviews by the pool. Considered a fool cause I dropped out of high school. Stereotypes of a black male misunderstood. And it's still all good, And if you don't know, now you know, nigga. Genesis. When I was dead broke, man, I couldn't picture this. 50-inch screen, money green, leather sofa. Got 2 rides, a limousine with the chauffeur. Phone bill about 2G flat. No need to worry, my accountant handles that. And my whole crew is lounging. Celebrating every day, no more public housing. Thinking back on my one-room shack. Now my mom pimped the act with minks on her back. And she loves to show me off, of course. My face is up in the sauce. We used to fuss when the landlord dissed us. No heat, wonder why Christmas missed us. Birthdays was the worst days. Now we sip champagne when we thirsty. Damn right, I like the life I live. Cause I went from negative to positive. And it's all. And if you don't know, now you know, nigga.
If they didn't know, now they know. Man, we're in the streets of Arizona and Cleveland, Ohio. Oh man, and North Park, Texas, and LA. Man, we be on the time. Yeah, buddy. Oh my goodness, it's going down. Hey yo, Ro. Did you see what happened to my man? Did you see what happened to my man who played with the New York Rangers? He gave an elbow to the referee and got suspended 10 games.
Did you see that? I was going to ask you about that. Man, he losing his composure, El Boogie. What's the motto, man? You got to what?
Man, you got to keep your composure, baby.
It's hockey. He was up like he was on the field.
Oh, man. You can't let him see you sweat. What was the problem with that? Man.
Yeah, man. I think it's time to jump into the asylum, El Boogie. You know what I mean?
Let's do it.
Yeah, man, you know what it is, man. We always got to jump in there, man, and holler at our dude, man. He had his sons on last week giving us the business, letting us know what the real deal was. And I don't know about Oklahoma City, D-Mac. You're going to have to talk to your sons and tell them to give, you know, old Scotty Brooks a call to get them boys right over there. Tell Serge you need to get that shock machine working. Yo, D-Mac, what's up with it? You on live with the streets. What's happening?
What's good, fellas, man? I'm chilling, man. But, man, before we get started, man, T and L Boogie, man, y'all got to be, man, y'all disrespectful, man. Y'all got to stop it, man. How y'all going to disrespect my man, Kobe Bryant, man? Boogie, man, how you going to say my dude ain't Jelly Bean no more, man? Like he done lost his step. And after five championships underneath his belt, man. Come on, fellas, man. Y'all got to show him some love, man, and don't be so disrespectful, man.
Big brother, I'm going to answer that first before L Boogie chime in. I'm not being disrespectful to Kobe at all. I know what Kobe has done. He's the all-time leading scorer in the Los Angeles Lakers history, but at the same time, D-Mac, he only got 2 more years, man. Once he's done, the coach is still going to be there if they do it right. And if he had anything to do with having Mike Brown be a coach for the L.A. Lakers, oh, hell no. I don't want to hear that right now.
Hey, I don't know who told you that, man. He wasn't in agreement with Mike Brown. He wasn't in agreement with D'Antoni, no, man. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't going to him. But now, come on, man. He deserved that much respect. Like, you know, nobody's saying that Kobe's going to pick the coach. But, man, it's all about winning championships once again, man. And I need him to win another one so he can have just as many rings as Michael Jordan. You know what I'm saying? So, of course, he needs, for the 2 years that he's going to be there, and he's going to be another Magic when it comes to the organization, L Boogie. He's going to be there. He's going to support the L.A. Lakers, and he's going to have say-so. So don't be so disrespectful next time, fellas. That's all I'm saying.
I'm not being disrespectful. I'm being real. It's not Jelly Bean anymore. He's Jelly now, man. Let's be honest.
Oh, we're being honest. We're being honest, and that's totally disrespectful, L Boogie. And you're going to be eating your words. I'm going to shoot my man Kobe a kite, man. You know what I'm saying? I hope you're listening to the show now. You're going to eat your words, buddy. Just watch and see.
D-Mac, Kobe. Does it really matter? Does it really matter if he has a say-so? It's over.
Yes, it matters, T. I need to see the L.A. Lakers in the finals of the NBA in the next 2 years. So, yes, it does matter to me and to the fans of L.A.
And let me ask you this. What's their pick in the 2014 draft? What was their lottery number?
7.
I knew what it was. I was just seeing if the Laker fan know. Because at the 7.
I know what it is. You know what I'm saying? But you best believe this year we're going to have it's going to be breaking news coming real soon. We're going to have an all-star player playing right along next to my man. He might not be a superstar, but before the season starts, he will have a star playing with him.
Yeah, you got to get a yes man. That's what you got to get.
No, he don't need no yes man. He just need a star. That's all.
Yeah.
In the next 2 years, y'all heard it first, before he retires, he will win another ring. And I hope it's the matchup that we all been waiting to see, him and LeBron James. If it's LeBron in Cleveland or it's LeBron in Miami or wherever. But before he go, we need to see that matchup, buddy.
Can I ask you a question, D-Mac? And I'm just throwing this out here. Why does everybody in Cleveland think that LeBron is coming back? I mean, in the streets, everybody's saying, oh, man, if we put these pieces around him, he'll be back. Why do we think that LeBron is coming back? You live in Cleveland. I'm just wondering, why does the city think that?
Hey, that's what the city think. Me personally, and you and Tisha know this, I don't give a damn if he come back or not. You know what I'm saying? But it's just because I think the Cavs haven't done nothing since LeBron been here. You know what I'm saying? And so they just, having faith like, oh, my God, his contract about to be up. And, cleaning his building. They getting this, the first pick. And, they want to get the right coach in and this and that. Man, I don't give a damn if he come back or not, dog. You know what I'm saying? Because when he come back here, guess what? I won't be rooting for the Cleveland Cavaliers. And on that note, don't put all y'all eggs in one basket just yet because they tied the series. This is a long way to go, baby.
Wow. On that note, what should the Cavs do? Should they trade the pick or should they keep it?
Me personally, I think they need to keep the pick, and they need to go out here and get either that center or Parker. You know what I'm saying? Send the big man to Cleveland Clinic, see if he pan out, and if he pan out, we can start right there. I mean, there's a lot of stuff going on. Talking about trading the pick for Kevin Love, this and that. The hell with it, Kevin Love. You know what I'm saying? He's old. You know what I'm saying? Man, we need to build with young players. You know what I'm saying? The Parker guy, I like him. He's 6'8". He's 240 pounds. He's not a LeBron James, but on the physical side, he's a big boy. You know what I'm saying? And he got game like Carmelo to me. You know what I'm saying? But it's a couple pieces they need. They need to shoot Barrett out. They need to get him out of here. You know what I'm saying? As much as I love Andy, it's time for him to go because he's injury prone. And, get that big man a Parker and, go from there.
I have to disagree with you on Mr. You're not showing any love to Kevin Love. One thing he is not old. He's only been in the league for 5 years, and he's only, he came right after Westbrook. He's not even over 25 years old.
Listen here, L Boogie. I need Kevin Love to go to the L.A. Lakers, okay? Okay. I don't need him. I don't need him in Cleveland. I don't need him in Cleveland, L Boogie. I need him in L.A.
Okay.
Him or Carmelo. That's what I want.
Ooh, is this one now you're asking for too much. See, don't be going overboard, because if y'all do that, see, that's why I don't like the Yankees or the Lakers. Somehow, some way, y'all will make that happen. And for the first time in history, when y'all were denied Chris Paul, I was like, thank God, there is a basketball god in heaven that looks down on us. Because if boy,
we ain't gonna talk about that, because there's so much more to talk about. But that wasn't right. But
y'all some thieves. Y'all the only thieves that can get money where it ain't no money to be getting.
Listen, man. I keep trying to tell you, so what if they would have got Paul? That doesn't make them one of the favorites to win a championship with him and Kobe. Now, I will say this. Y'all might pull off that trade that they did a long time ago with Memphis. Who would ever thought Memphis would give up Paul Gasol to the Lakers for, like, little or nothing? So, you know, the NBA does things like that that makes you scratch your head on wondering why.
You had your man Jerry Weston down there in Memphis at that time, L Boogie.
Exactly. And the great Jerry Buss was still alive. So I don't know if this trade is gonna happen, or you know, a sign and trade, because the LA Lakers would have to give up a lot to get Kevin Love. And why would I want to give up a lot for Kevin Love if I'm wanting him to play with Kobe and Kobe only going to be there for 2 years?
Because then you could build around Kevin Love. Man, y'all also got to realize, man, Kobe signed in 2 more years, he only be 38, man. You know what I'm saying? The black mama is an athlete, man. You know what I'm saying? And he loved the game. So, I mean, he might want to play until he's 40. 2 more years.
Wow.
All right. I'll take it.
What? Going to something else, tell us about your opinion about the first two games being played in both respective conferences. Where you think it's going for both conferences?
Oh, man. The game that Miami won the other day, man, was big, man. It showed you why LeBron James is greatness. And D. Wade is right-hand man. I mean, those guys just took over the game. And, you know, the other role players in them and the other teammates stepped up. You know what I'm saying? And I think Indiana might have learned from that, though. You know what I'm saying? They don't have several days off and stuff. I just think it's going to come down to a game seven, fellas. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to see what the Miami Heat really made of on the road, at home, game seven in Indiana. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I respect those guys big time. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to like them, but I do respect them. So I think Indiana, a young team still, you know, hopefully they learn from that. OKC in San Antonio, man, I think the whole thing with Serge, man. Serge Ibaka out, to me, is really hurting those guys, man. Like L Boogie said, man, Tony Parker, man, is having his way. Oh, my God, you know what I'm saying? Everybody is having their way from watching the game. I mean, I didn't pick San Antonio to beat these guys, you know what I'm saying? I did pick OKC, but once Serge went down, man, I mean, look at it. The other day, they leaving Perkins open at the free throw line. They leaving Adams open where Serge Ibaka, he can hit that 12-foot jumper from the elbow and this and that. You know, he was causing havoc. I mean, with those guys coming in, but right now, it's looking like, man, it could be, man, like they might not even win a game. I mean, I'm hearing too, L Boogie, that Serge might come back, this and that, but I mean, to me, I never had a calf injury, fellas. You know what I'm saying? Is that really that bad? I would think you could go get a massage or something and get your calf. I don't know.
Let me ask you this, D-Mac. Your calf muscles are the main ingredient besides that ACL that makes you jump the way you jump. And if you can't have that calf muscle to just barely step on your toes, to plant, to jump, man, to bend your knees to get up there, yeah, man, you ain't no good. You know what I mean?
Oh,
so
okay.
That calf
okay.
muscle means a lot to them. And let me ask you this. At what percentage of Serge Ibaka, like 50, 60, 70, 80, 90, 100%, do you really need Serge Ibaka to make a difference for Oklahoma City to even make it somewhat of a series?
To me, 80%. 80%. You got he's your third leading scorer on a team. That's 14 points, 10 rebounds that you're losing. You know what I'm saying? Three blocks, you know, a game or just his presence of being out there, his energy level, you know what I'm saying? He's a way different player than Kendrick Perkins, and, I mean, we've seen it during a regular season, you know what I'm saying, with Tony Parker and them penetrating. Now they don't have to worry about him. So, I mean, you see his absence. I mean, it's proven.
Stephalosha, Kendrick Person, and Collins only scored 2 points in the first two games of the series. Who is somebody that Scottie Brooks needs to look to on the bench to get those boys, you know, some production? Because it ain't happening with those three doing what they do down low.
Hey, it's looking like they don't have an answer, no matter if they go with Adams, Collison, or nobody, T. I mean, I can't think of nothing else for them guys to do but Serge Ibaka to try to come in for 10 minutes or try to come back from this injury or something like that. But I don't have an answer myself. Right now, Spurs on all cylinders, man. And, you know, as much as I even want Indiana to beat Miami, I would love to see the Heat and San Antonio, the two teams in the playoffs so far in 2014, have both teams on all cylinders. And, I mean, it's just a match made, you know, to see again last year. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Right.
I agree. I can agree with that. I would like to see that matchup again, much as I would like to see Durant, you know, get his. Let me ask you this. You're from Cleveland, am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you think that OKC has a little Cleveland in them? When I say that, I mean they went to the finals. They lost. They come back the next year. They lose Westbrook. They get Westbrook back, then they lose Ibaka. I mean, do you think it's just not in the cards for a city like OKC to win it all? I look at them like a Milwaukee, a Cleveland. You know,
I'm about to cut you off right now. You know what I'm saying? I think you've been in Arizona too damn long, L Boogie. You know what I'm saying? Milwaukee ain't no Cleveland. Oklahoma ain't no Cleveland. No. I know you down there on 89th and Hub, and I know you the president down there, dog. You know what I'm saying? But be careful about disrespecting your city and comparing us to some Oklahoma and to some damn Milwaukee. You know what I'm saying? No. The answer is no.
Okay. My thing is this. Small market teams like that, it just don't look like it's in the cards for them to ever win an NBA championship. It hasn't been done in a while, man. Milwaukee did that in 71, man, or 72 with Kareem. Besides that, what small market, and I can't say San Antonio is a small market, but other than that, what small market team has won an NBA championship? Is it just not in the cards for them teams not to win? Is just the game gods?
Man, the ties are turning nowadays with those. Seattle, to me, I'm switching it to football, but the Seattle Seahawks won. They didn't have that powerhouse team like, you know, like the Giants or like the Dallas Cowboys or somebody like that, you know what I'm saying? And they won. Cleveland was the last team. We didn't win, but we had LeBron James. You know what I'm saying? So when you get a mega star and you build around that guy, these small market teams, come on, man, you can win. You know what I'm saying? To me, Kevin Durant need to stay in Oklahoma, and when his contract up, let him be the highest paid basketball player. Continue to let them build because his day is going to come. Those days, man, is over with now. You know what I'm saying? To me, with these big teams, when the last time, and we both love the Yankees been to the damn championship. You know what I'm saying? Look at Denver. Denver came in with Peyton Manning and this and that. So, I mean, come on, man. I mean, look at the Lakers. You know what I'm saying? When the last time they really have made some noise. So all these big money teams is spending the money and trying to get the players, but they ain't doing nothing. And what makes a big, what makes a big market team? Chicago, Dallas, I mean, what? You know what I'm saying?
I'll tell you this, L Boogie,
Cleveland damn bigger than damn Arizona, buddy. You best believe that.
So you better do your homework.
It's Cleveland terrible. Cleveland hot, baby. Now, hey, Chief, no disrespect, man. Dallas all that, man. The Dallas is all that. But Cleveland is hot. You know what I'm saying?
Dang.
So don't be disrespectful, Dang. L Boogie, while you home.
Listen, man. I love my city. And I hope with y'all being hot right now, it can help fix these potholes, man.
I can't help you with that one, Boogie. Oh man, you're right, baby. Hey man, I want to send a big shout out to the chef, man. I hope he get better, man. You know what I'm saying? Much love, bro, man.
No doubt.
Yeah, speaking of that, chef called into the show earlier. He was checking us out live, but then, you know, I'm pretty sure, you know, a couple of doctors or something came in to check him out, but he did hang up the line. But, yeah, big ups to the chef. Hanging strong, man, you know what I mean? So hopefully the doctors will be able to make sure I do get okay and get that right prescription that'll keep him upright instead of in a horizontal position. You know what I mean?
You heard what Rick Ross said, man, on his cut, man. Maybach 4, he on you know, on planes, man. You know what I mean? He having seizures in the lair, man. You know what I mean? The chef, he's traveling too much, man. He's cooking too much, man. I'm trying to tell you.
He just need a little break, man. But he'll be back. Hey, fellas, man, we got to, you know, I want to hear some more people calling in. I'm about to shoot a kite to the juveniles, man. See if we can get them on the mic tonight, man. The show is hot, man. I love y'all. Boogie One, baby. Happy holidays to the world, man. T, don't eat too much barbecue, baby. Monday, y'all.
No doubt. It's Memorial Day weekend, man. That's what we do, D-Mac. Much love, T-Mac.
L Boogie, you know what it is, man. We got to take a quick break, man. We halfway, man. We already three-quarters done with the show, Pippin.
Wow. It's
quick,
crazy.
Buddy.
Man.
I'll tell you. Let me ask you this real quick. Before we go to a quick little break, man, there have been a couple of NFL players who done got together that are suing the NFL talking about, you know, they suing because they didn't know what the effects of the painkillers that the NFL doctors were giving them back in the day. What's your thoughts about that, L Boogie, before we go to break? Is it something they should be suing over, or was it they knew the price that they were paying when they got into this game?
Man, like I always say in the streets, bro, just like for the, you know, when you in the streets and you get caught and you do something and they catch you, can't snitch on them, man. You knew what it was
right when
you signed up for the game. And I'm sorry to say that you just so happened at this point in time, like most things, it transcends. It evolves like a sport, like a product.
sometimes it's called collateral damage to improve. So they had to be collateral damage. They had to be those guys. Now it's all type of organic food, all type of things that these athletes can take that can minimize things more than just using pills to alleviate the pain. And also the pills back in those times, you know, just like medicine, it evolves. It was eating up the kidneys, you know, and doing things to make those guys addicted. But should they sue? Hell no.
That's bad. Yeah, I don't think they should be suing. Yeah, when you get into the league, you know what you sign up for. Back in the day, you had to be a tough dude in order to be involved in that sport. Back in the day, our coaches used to tell us, ice it up. You'll be all right. I need you back on the field. Take these two and we'll holler at you real soon. So you had to be able to do that. And so, no suing. Don't turn out to be no sucker.
Man, you in the streets, man. 347-855-8896, blogtalkradio.com, and Ustream, globalnetwork1.com, AJ, Fast Eddie, the sports officials, Heaven know you, man, what the deal? Oh, we kicking it, man, we kicking, let's go, bro.
Love it when I hair long. You should listen to the speak through my headphones. Money long, number one, 20 years strong. Fuck a gym, I am him, Andre Young. G5s and 6-4s, Ray got him. If the bitch bad, I got her in red bottom. Great weed, nice home, bread proper. Tech 9, one chamber, top shotter. Bentley coupe, new yacht, my helicopter. Born broke, real nigga, straight out of Compton. The fuck you magazine niggas want from me? I rewrote the game, nigga, now talk money. All black on my Al Capone shit. I built the house, nigga, get your own shit. I only love it when her hair long. You should listen to this beat through my headphones.
See y'all niggas. Hit the switches on that shit one time. Let it top down. I came a long way from the weed game. 20 stacks seats at the heat game. And I'm still strapped with the heat, man. Came me stepping on the nigga's feet, man. Hey, bad sneakers came from the G gang. Cousin was a Crip, said it was a C thing. Brown bag money in a duffel bag. Fuck them all with them, then we got a double back. The homie whipping chickens in his mama kitchen. On a mission, say he did it for his son's tuition. Real niggas dreams coming to fruition. Stumble but I never fall, leaning on my pistol. I only love her when the ass fat. We still listen to this track in my Maybach. I'm just trying to be a billionaire. Come and suck a dick for a millionaire.
It's just different. I know it feels different. I only love it for eyes brown. Play this shit while you play around with my crown. King H.O., y'all should know by now. But if you don't know, millions on the wall in all my rooms. Niggas couldn't fuck with my daughter's room. Niggas couldn't walk in my daughter's socks. Banksy bitches, Basquiat. I ran through that buck 50 Live Nation running me. They working on another deal, they talking 250. I'm holding out for three, 275 and I just might agree. XD boy used to park my Beamer. Now look at me, I can park in my own arena. I only love it for we've knew. I'm still a hood nigga, what you want me to do? Been hopping out the BM with your BM. Taking a place you can't go with your Badium. Screaming Carpe Diem until I'm a dead poet. Robin Williams shit, I deserve a Golden Globe, bitch. Take an ace in the meanwhile. You ain't gotta keep this calendar, it's just a freestyle. Fuck rap money, I made more of crates.
Just
fuck
a freestyle
money, I spent that on Drake.
Ooh-wee. I can't wait to Freestyle Friday. You back in the streets, man. The streets is talking sports talk show. What a twist of hip-hop. Man, from a street perspective. Man, I was down in Waterworld tonight, baby. Waterworld.
Oh!
I'm surprised.
I ain't getting out of
this surprise.
Get it in.
In the street. I ain't even know if I needed the bulletproof tonight, man. I told you, the Project Police, They had to, man, they doing pull-ups off a branch. You hear me? Do you hear me? In the streets, man.
The other game on.
Oh, my goodness. And like I said, you know, and it was a couple other things that was going on, too. But I'm not going to reveal that on the streets, man. You feel me?
Oh, man, you got to, you know how we do. We keep it under wraps, baby.
Man.
Hell, Boogie, we got to get back to the asylum, big homie. You know how we get down. And you know we got to keep it real live. Yeah, you had lunch and brunch with my dude, you and Chef. And the big brother almighty has joined the hot asylum tonight on this Fanatic Friday. Yo, happy Memorial Day to my big brother. Yo, big brother almighty, how you feel? You on live with the streets this evening. What's happening?
What it is? What's the deal, Jim? What's going on with you? L, that he ain't waiting on you, L.
No doubt. No doubt. No doubt.
What's going on?
Oh, man. Just shooting up regular.
A lot of hot topics.
Get right. What's
you
up?
You know what I mean? But I gotta ask you this, big brother almighty, before we even get started. How in the hell did the Cleveland Cavaliers win the number one lottery pick for the NBA draft again for the second straight year?
I can say it. Y'all can't say it, right?
Hello? You can say it.
The Jews have it. See, well, let me tell you, I keep trying to tell you, who is the man's man? Man. Whoever I said the Cavs can have it again, they can have it, man. Okay? Ain't nothing else to say. You want some cement shoes or something? You know, they put cement on people in Texas, man. You better be cool. The Jews have it, man.
What they going to do with the number one pick, our big brother? What they going to do with the number one pick?
Well, my whole thing, I'm taking all trades. I'm listening to all trades. That's what I'm doing. You feel me? Hello?
Right.
All right, I'm listening.
I'm listening to all trades. I'm listening to everything. More than likely, they'll try to get that surfing guy, Kevin Love, man. The Beach Boy son. Yeah, they probably try to get him, man. Knowing them, man. I know them, man. I know that Jew up there, man. I know him, man. He'll put all his cards on the table for that, man. Ain't nobody else. Mello don't want to come here, man. Lala wouldn't last 2 minutes in the flats, man. You know that. The boys would be at it. Shit got your cake. And Johnny Mazzello opened up the Mirage again. Oh, my God. It's going down.
The city's hot.
Huh?
They about to rebuild Vails.
Huh?
They about to rebuild Vails.
Yeah, Johnny Mazzello on all that. Johnny Money.
What do you, my question to this, we saw game two of San Antonio, me and you, we sat down together and we kind of like watched that game. So give us your perspective so far of both semifinals of the Final Four.
Scott Brooks is garbage. He's scared to change the lineup, man. He's scared to change the lineup to match up, man. He got plenty of players on that bench, man.
Yeah.
He's got plenty of players on that bench. Change the lineup, man. Adjust. Otherwise, you're dead. Take two bullets to the head, man. And for him, I'm shooting him in the knee, too, man.
It's going to be a sweet big brother.
Two in the head and one in the knee. On the mafia side, you know you got to shoot them in the knee. You know what I mean?
Do you think they're going to get swept?
No. You get some home. They get some
how
home cooked. Because San Antonio got a lot of home-cooked meals, a lot of home-cooked fouls.
Happy
holidays
to you
know
as
that.
Well. Right.
But it's, Westbrook's going to get some home-cooked fouls. Now, it's up to them how they use them. If you're using the win, or is you're using the cry. I'm tired of all that crying, man. Somebody put some duct tape on him and tell him to play basketball. You're not getting no calls.
He cried baby gangster at this point.
If I'm on Durant, I'm telling him, man, shut up. It's over.
get over it, let's go. That's it. That's it. You feel me?
I understand. I'm with you all the way. I think he's a dynamic player. I think he needs to stop looking for the foul and just play because he can make you without, you know, looking for that. And he's not getting back on defense.
That,
and
yo.
Huh?
I can't believe you said that. I'm glad you're on my side, Al.
Right. I agree. He's crybaby gangster right now. And with him not getting back in transition, it's hurting him with the three ball. Danny Green is, once again, you can't leave that guy open.
Hey, Zero.
Zero.
It must be the Cleveland water. It got to be the Cleveland water. L. Green, whatever say I say, it got to be the Cleveland water.
Right. I was about to say something about that. Like, what's wrong with this dude? It ain't nothing in his cup, so I know he ain't sipping this either.
He put something in my cup the other night, man. That's what it was.
It got to be the Cleveland water, man.
Hey, let me ask you this, brother almighty.
Go ahead,
A group of NFL players are grouping up to sue the NFL, talking about the effects from the painkillers that they've taken. What's your thoughts about that? This, I thought the last time I checked from the 70s, 70s, and 80s, this was a big boys league. What's
Hello.
Going on?
Man, let me tell y'all something, man. We, as Cleveland people, got to stay together, L. Don't have him to call a chef, man. Let him call right back up here. You know what I mean? I went chef anyway. Hey, G-Ro, the chef wouldn't even take a drink with us, man. Somebody had something to do, man. I don't see
you
want to get exploited.
You know, chef has been hospitalized. He had a seizure. He had a seizure earlier today down at Cleveland State. So he's been hospitalized. So he called the show and told us he was cool. But, That's why the chef ain't on the line tonight. You know the chef was be moving too much. Oh, Big Brother Almighty, you saw how he was.
Yeah, he probably took his shoes off at Cleveland State and propped up somewhere, man. You know how the chef go.
Right.
Well, chef, I see you chef July 1st, June 1st. Me and L will be right there. Lunchtime.
Yes, sir.
T-Ro.
Yes, sir.
Miles Austin, what are you gonna do for us, man?
Like I told El Boogie, you know, get your popcorn ready, so to speak, because in the first year, he going to give you a lot. And
that's all he got is
a
one-year, $2 million contract. Really need 1 year.
Yeah, he going to give you a lot in that 1 year. I can guarantee you that. It's the, when they going to give him that extra is when he going to fall faulty and begin to have those injuries, the hamstring and the ankle and the toe, and you know how they get after they get that money. But, he's going to bring a lot, you know, a good third receiver, get you a lot of first downs on third down, especially like third and seven. So you got a great pick.
Shit, he's my receiver now.
Yeah, well, you know, you still missing JG. So I don't know how much pressure he's going to relieve with JG not being there. You know what I mean? So we'll see. You got Earl Bennett from Chicago. Should be a great addition. Nice little speed on the outside. But Miles Austin, he'll get you something up underneath, get you the first downs on third, I can tell you that.
Well, the Kardashians ain't on beer, so we'll be all right.
Yeah, I'm just waiting to see what Johnny going to do his thing. I'm just waiting on Johnny, man. Even though I know Brian Hoyer is an all-right quarterback, he's 3-1, got you a 3-win streak last year right when you thought things were kind of falling off the edge, but if he can maintain, he going to be all right. But the minute that, you know, things get a little shaky, he going to put up 14 points on the board against the shaky defense, man, it's going to be a lot of fans chanting, Johnny, Johnny. And when they put that dude in, now that's when I'm going to be front row at L's house. So he's going to have to tell me to move because I'm going to be right in front of the TV trying to watch number two.
Show Monday with L Boogie, that's for sure. You can bet that. Somewhere in your neighborhood, I'm just letting it be known. Me and the chef, we waking the chef up. If we got to go lay in the bed with the chef, we on the phone with you, L.
No doubt, no doubt.
Tell the chef I said that. Big shout out to
no
Big
doubt.
Wise for letting it slide through, man. Joe Wise, man, that was cool.
No doubt,
that's
no doubt,
up.
No doubt. Oh, yeah, big up to Joe Wise.
big up to Joe Wise. Today is his birthday as well, so big up to Joe Wise.
Oh, man, we should have been over there rocking the pole and straight out his throat, man. I could have pulled it straight out his throat, man.
He went, you know, he went to Cincinnati, so.
Oh, he coming back with gold teeth, huh? He coming back with gold teeth, huh?
Adrian Broner style.
Hey, Al, hit me up, man. Tomorrow,
no,
man. We together. Hey, Kidwell, what love, man?
I love you, brother. Be careful out there in them streets, big brother.
Okay.
L Boogie, you know what time it is, man. We got a couple of more minutes, man. We're going to bring in our other brother, man. It's time to click-clack that thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Time to go street official style, man. Big brother was eating dinner later with earlier with the wifey and thing. But we got it back on the line. L Boogie, you know what it is. Straight from the sports official. It's the host with the most, T. Nick. Every Sunday from 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. Yo, big brother, T. Nick, what's on your mind this evening? What's happening?
Man, this is a very exciting show, man. I just want to tell you all that, man. First and foremost, man, to keep the streets buzzing, man. You know what I'm saying? From Arizona to Atlanta, you know what I'm saying? From Cali up to Cleveland, to keep the streets buzzing, brother. And I appreciate y'all being on every Monday and Friday, man. That's what I just want to tell y'all first and foremost.
Don't forget the hate, pal.
Hey, man. You know, I'm here, so you know they know what they're doing. You know what I'm saying? They're being okay. Hey, look, this is what I want to talk about, man, because first and foremost, man, it's so much stuff that I've been hearing. You know, I went to the I'm not going to give the restaurant no plug because they ain't paying us. You know what I'm saying? They ain't giving us no sponsorship money. You know, but when I was sitting there, I was listening, man. I want to talk about Cavs, the first pick. I want to start with Monday, man. That number one pick.
Yes.
If we can't go with the rumors and trade with Philadelphia. Philadelphia won our first pick, they won our second round pick, and the player to be named later for their number 3 and their number 10. Okay? I would take that number 3 and number 10 right now, no problem. But if we stuck with the number 1, I'm agree with one person and one person only. First and foremost, I don't agree with Millie Mills. I don't want to go with the hot feeling, the potential. I don't want that. I don't want to go with Dennis Good and the big guy that I heard some other callers talking about. I agree with L. Boogie. Give me Mr. Right Now, Jabari Parker. Give me him. That's what I want right now. Give me somebody who's going to come to the league and he can average 18 points, 5 rebounds, 4 assists right now with no problem. He can do that.
Right.
You know, he can do that. I don't want Andrew Wiggins. I know he's a great defender. I know he got a 45-inch vertical. I know he can get up and down the court. Man, damn that. You know, when it comes down to it, I want somebody who can create. You know, if I run the point guard, I want to throw it to Boogie. He can create his own shot. Or if Boogie run the point, he can give it to me. I create my own shot. I don't want somebody who I got to set up. That's not what I want right now. So, Cleveland Cavaliers. Number 1, Jabari Parker. That's all I want, okay? Second of all, I heard y'all talking about this is really – I can't wait till the sports officials on Sunday to talk about this because I know Neil going to have something to say about it. Patrick Peterson and Richard Sherman.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman, they got drafted the same year. Sherman, whatever his name is. They got drafted the same year. Okay, Peterson got drafted first round. Rich was what? What was Rich? What? Fourth, fifth, sixth round, something like that?
Fourth round.
What was it?
Fourth round.
Okay, fourth round. They both came in at the same time, right? As Future would say, they came in at the same damn time. What I'm telling you is Sherman has led the league in interceptions since then. He's got 20. Okay, if Patrick Peterson got so much one-on-one time, he should have more than that. You know what I'm saying? But I'm gonna tell you, just like Boogie said, Peterson likes to serve up that classic cereal, that toast, put some jelly on it. He gets burnt. You know what I'm saying? He didn't knock down the pass to Michael Crabtree in an NFC Championship game. He didn't lock down his side of the field in the Super Bowl. Richard Sherman, right now, is the best cornerback in the NFL. What Peterson needs to be talking about, he should be saying, I want to get paid more than Joe Hayden. That's what he should be saying. Not Richard Sherman. Not Richard Sherman. Richard Sherman is number one, dog. Number one, without a doubt. You know what I'm saying? Without a shadow of a doubt. And if you guys disagree, I got no problem with that. But I'm just telling you this right now. Richard Sherman, since he was drafted, leads the league in interceptions from the cornerback position. He's a Super Bowl champion. He should be the highest paid corner. I don't care that he got Cam Chancellor. I don't care that he got Earl Thomas back there. I don't care about that. He locks down his dude. When it came down to it, you seen it. One on one. Him and Michael Crabtree. There was no help. It was him and Michael Crabtree. He knocked the ball down. He went to the Super Bowl. Then he won the Super Bowl. So you tell me who's number one. That's all I got to say about that.
Straight.
Y'all got anything else from tonight, man? Anything else from tonight? I know it's Freestyle Friday.
What?
I know I got to get on and get off, man. But you got anything else real quick that you want me to answer?
Real quick about the NBA Final Four. What's your thoughts about it?
We talked about it last week. Y'all know what it is, man. It's going to come down to the Heat and Spurs. And
right.
This is what I see right now. The Spurs is rolling so hard. They're some old dudes, but they have no significant injuries. Nobody pulled a hammy. No knees are hurt. None of that. So if you play a pickup basketball and you got a bunch of old dudes on the floor running against some young dudes, you know what the old dudes are going to run? Fundamental basketball. And when they run that fundamental basketball, that beats that athleticism 8 out of 10 times. Not only did they lose to Miami last year, you know, with that epic loss with Tim Duncan missing that big layup, they're coming back to get him, man. And then the speculation is going to start. Number one,
right.
Is Popovich and Tim Duncan going to retire? And number two, is LeBron going to walk and go back to Cleveland? It's going to start this summer, man. I'm going to tell you. Like Jay-Z said, he's about to make the summer hot. The summer about to be hot, man. And last but not least, I want to flash back to the Richard Sherman and Patrick Peterson talk. When it comes to Pat Peterson, I love him to death, man. And he's going to be one of the greatest cornerbacks of all time when it's all said and done. But he got to have that Deion Sanders TNT, talent and technique. Right now, Peterson is playing straight off of talent. He don't have the technique. And y'all in Arizona, you see him. You watch him. His technique is not good. That's why he's getting burnt. He got all the talent in the world. His talent make him make the big plays or help him make the big plays. But I'm going to tell you, man, talent and technique. I know I got to go, man. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Father Scott was right when he said that Kobe got to change his game if you want to survive. He was right. Hey, I'm going to talk to y'all on Sunday, man. I'll let your boys on Sunday. And when I hang up, I'm about to tell my wife to get on Facebook and tell her to tell her friend, to tell her friend, to tell Mace and his girlfriend about the streets.
Already. I love it. That's what's up. That's T-Nick. I was with the most sports officials every Sunday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Eastern, man. We love you, brother. You know we're going to holler at you on Sunday.
Oh, for sure, man. Wake it up, dog. I love y'all, man. Take it easy.
That's what's up. Hell, Boogie, we down to the last five. How you feeling this season? You hyped up? How you feeling? Do I need to throw you up against the bell? Fuck, or what happened?
Oh, man, you already know, man. I've been down on the blocks, man. I've been down on 93rd and Huff, man. I'm ready, man.
You ready to do your thing?
You ready for me, man?
Man, hey, man, you know the mic, man. The floor is yours.
Man, here we go. 1, 2, 1, 2. Man, just left the bricks, man. They called 9-3. Ooh, wee, I came back, L Boogie. Niggas talking about who is he, huh? Then I changed my name to L Hazik. Man, I'm up in Amesbury. They call it Water World. Niggas coming through this bitch and changed up the curl. What did I do, man? Ooh. They deserve what they give. I don't give a fuck. Niggas live how they live. Oh, my goodness, doing chin-ups from a branch to let you know niggas will smash you like an ant. Man, I just saw gats. Man, I just saw dice. Niggas get down where they get down, man, if you nice. Oh, man, a little young and telling me he MMP. He's from his mama P, and you know what that means, B. He ain't got nothing to live for. I got to put something in his brain. That's why they call me L Boogie and sometimes L Train. What they going to do, man, they carrying gats at 7. Oh, my goodness, I hope when it's all said and done, they go to heaven. Man, I'm done, man. I got to get these youngins off this block.
Put some on the young fella to boggle. You know what I mean? Make sure he go down the straight path, man. You know what it is, L Boogie. Streets all day long, man. Hey, it was bad. I love you for that, man. Hey, on the entertainment side, because we miss B, I got a little entertainment news. Big up to Kim Kardashian and Kanye West. They get married out in Paris, my. You know, it's going to be a lot of news out there, so we'll holler about that on Monday. Hopefully we can get B in. Big shout out to the fam, studio guest, man, you know who it is. Rue all day, man, and my dude, Six Deuce Deuce, Mr. Blue. Get it in. Shout out to my niece, Ray Ray, my son, Junior. He back to normal after the concussion. You know, shout out to the fam. North Park, Texas. Jewels, I see you, baby. L Boogie, I'm going to bottle you up some of this heat, man. I'm sending it to you, brother.
Please, man. Please send me some heat, man.
I got you.
No doubt, no doubt, man. I want to give a big shout-out to the community, man. They putting on the sponsorship, man, June 14th. They having a skating party for, you know, Cleveland youth football sports, man, up here at the Wood Hill Park, man. It's a skating Zelma George in the inside, man. Big shout-out to my man's Buck and them. You know, if you wear a jersey, the youngins, they get a dollar off, man. So it's going down. And then, you know, we got the Young People versus Violence coming showcase, man. That's happening July 11th and 12th. So, man, we you know how we do, man. We for the kids, man. You know, so.
Man.
No doubt, man. And big ups to my cellmate and the producer of the show, man, T-Ro, man. Give my love, man, to the fam, to the streets back at home, man. No doubt.
You know how we get down, man. Big shout out to Team Legacy. And, you know, hey, your boy Bruce say he'll be back in 2 weeks to bring some of that heat down there. So I got you. I got the order ready to be sent to you, Pippin.
Man, no doubt. And don't forget, T-Ro, those who talk don't know, and those who know don't talk. Huh. Man, that's how we do it in the streets, man. Get with us. Hey, special edition Monday, Memorial Monday edition. You know what I mean? Tell a friend
wow.
To tell a friend to tell a whole bunch of girlfriends. In the streets, baby, picture me rolling. Let's do it.
Oh! Let's jump in this convertible, man. Let's hit the streets, baby. Jew,
no
hit them
doubt.
Twisted.
Move to the side a little bit so you can get a clear picture. Can you see it? Yeah, nigga. Hey, but peep how my niggas like doing. Get some back.
I got keys coming from overseas. Cost a nigga 200 G's. I'm a street commando, Nino, for example. This lavish lifestyle is hard to handle. So I got the flaws, cause I'm more like a boss player. Thug bred to be a woman layer. So many player haters imitate a steady swangin'. Make me wanna start bang bangin'. So I'm caught up in the game. Dress code change. Packin' 40 glocks to tame or rearrange. All that jealousy and envy coming from my enemies. While I'm sippin' on Remay and running back lacks the Chevys on the roam. 96 big body sitting no chrome. We head up out the zone, stone facing the zone. You can admire, but don't look too long. I'm living a dream with triple B's in my pocket's bulging. It's hard to imagine, picture me rolling.
Picture me rolling.
been. Formulate a caper. Cause a nigga straight suffering from like I haven't paid for. My bitch finna have a bad to see, so I need to hit a lick drastically. How these some molding ass niggas and they slipping in my spot. And I'm digging the pot, they got a chicken in the pot.
We caught him sleeping, he didn't teach you niggas creeping. It's how we do it every weekend, I dump the mat. Time to count the profit, TKO, you got the wrong spot. Niggas, I'm clocking. I get the liquor, and you can get the female. It's cooking shit that we infect and get the street sales.
Move smooth as a motherfucker, me and my nine. I'm cool as a motherfucker, I'ma get mine. Now we're satisfied, got the pockets on swollen, boss hog in this pocket. Nigga, picture us a rebel.